Fort Wayne still in this one, 2:25 to play. Erie with the basketball.
This is a huge possession here, Caleb. Huge.
Putney gives it to White. White, a pull-up three from the right wing. That one off target. Rebound corralled by Jaquan Jones and the Mad Ants. An opportunity to trim the deficit to three if they knock in from long distance. Walt Lemon Jr. down the lane. And an offensive foul as he pushed off with that elbow. Easy call by the officials. And for Walt Lemon Jr., that is his fifth.
It's been a frustrating night for Walt Lemon Jr. I mean, that's twice he's led with the elbow, got an offensive foul.
Just 9 points for Walt tonight, 3-9 from the field. Under 2 minutes to play in this one. Mad Ants still trailing by six, 115-106. Erie with a basketball. A jet with the handle. Gets a screen by Evans, now dribbles left side. Five on the shot clock. Step back three. That one's an air ball, and it'll be Mad Ants basketball. Minute 41 to play.
Still plenty of time. Two possession game. Minute and a half. Plenty of time left.
Daquan Jones will get the inbound to Walt Lemon Jr., and Lemon will just wait for the basketball to roll past midcourt to save some time. Lemon on the dribble, driving down the lane. Oh, and has it blocked by Putney. It will remain Mad Ants basketball. 18 on the shot clock, minute 35 on the game clock. Wilson set to trigger it in for Fort Wayne underneath the bucket. Looks. Still looking and lobs it into Anabogu. Last guy you want to have the dribble there, and he quickly hands it off to Lemon. Lemon driving right side of lane, scoops it up, kick out to Quan Jones, fadeaway three, rattles it home.
There it is.
From the left corner.
There it is.
Timeout called by Joshua Longstaff of the Bayhawks. Fort Wayne cuts it to three at 115-112 with 125 to play. Mad Ants very much alive in this one.
That's a beautiful pass by Walt Lemon there to get it out to him. A lot of contact, you know, fought through it. Still was able to get the pass out to Daquan out the three-point line. Finally knocks one down, his first three-pointer of the game.
And for Daquan Jones, that gives him 27 along with 10 rebounds in tonight's ball game. Jones, as DC mentioned, finally hitting one from deep, and it couldn't have come at a better time as the Mad Ants cut it to three. And an opportunity here. That's all you can ask for, down 27 in the first half. Just an opportunity to play to the finish.
Absolutely. Tremendous comeback here for the Mad Ants. I really, you know, it's exciting. You know, it's a playoff game. This is what you wanted, a to-the-wire finish. And this is when the stars shine the brightest. Late in the game, who's going to be the hero? And Daquan Jones with a big three there. Still a minute and a half, only down three. So he was come back by Fort Wayne.
Five on the floor for Fort Wayne out of the timeout. Daquan Jones, Stephen Hicks, Jamil Wilson, Walt Lemon Jr., and Ben Moore. And for Erie, they have Majette, who has the dribble, Jeremy Evans, John Gillen, Raphael Putney, and Craig Sword. Majette dribbling with Lemon on him. They hand it off to Evans. Evans has it with 10. Bounce pass to Gillen. Kick out. Putney, left side three. In and out. Rebound battled. Hicks comes up with a basketball for Fort Wayne. 1 minute to play in this one.
Huge rebound there by Hicks. Evans is very aggressive under the basket on that.
Jones back out to Lemon. Lemon with 10 on the shot clock, dribbling left side. Down the lane. Has it blocked by Putney as Lemon hits the deck. Ben Moore, though, almost comes up with a steal. Now Majette is going to be fouled by Hicks on a reach-in with 43.6 to play. And for Stephen Hicks, that is his fourth. Team's fifth.
That's a bad last possession offensively for Fort Wayne. Walt Lemon Jr. forcing a shot at the basket. Still a lot of time left on the shot clock. Guys open at the three-point line. You got to move the ball in that possession.
Andrew White checking in for Erie as they get it on the inbound to Majette. He gets across the timeline with 38 ticks to play. 15 on the shot clock. He'll dribble it down, use as much time as he can. His team nursing a 115-112 lead. Now it's under 30 to play. The jet starts to roll with four on the shot. A little layup, and instead it's a scoop and an alley-oop to Jeremy Evans for a two-hand flush. And with 22.3 to play, Erie with a five-point advantage once again and a timeout called by Coach Steve Gansey of Fort Wayne. That looked like a little floater there by Majette. Instead, it ended up being an easy finish by Jeremy Evans.
No, I've seen it all the way. I mean, there was just no defense whatsoever on Evans to box him out. Either he was going to put it back, you know, with the putback dunk, or it was going to be an alley-oop. I've seen it all the way. Just not enough, guys at the basket. But I still look at that last possession by Walt Lemon. Just that was a bad possession. That could very well, if they don't come back in this game, that could very well cost them. That was too big of a possession to force that shot at the basket that early in the shot clock with guys open at the three-point line.
So out of the timeout, Walt Lemon Jr. will take a seat. They'll have Jared Utoff back in for Fort Wayne. Daquan Jones set to trigger it in. Gets it in to Wilson. 21 seconds left. Wilson using some time. Now gets the handoff back. Wilson, pull up three, and he's fouled! A foul called on Craig Sword, and Wilson will shoot three free throws with 15.6 to play. 117 to 112 in a challenge. They're Erie using their coach's challenge in a very key moment here in this one. And we'll see what the officials see on this one, but that looks like a foul. Looks like he got his hand going up.
They may also be reviewing if his foot was on the line, too. That could be another thing they're looking at, too, to see if it was two.
So two factors here at play with, again, just 15.6 to play. Jamil Wilson waiting to see if he will have three free throws, two free throws, or potentially none.
On the video we have, it looks like he's behind the line, but it's so close. That's probably why they're reviewing it. That's probably why Coach of Erie, you know, wants to review this, because it's close. I mean, this could decide the game as well.
So Wilson and the Mad Ants waiting to see what will come of this coach's challenge. And for Fort Wayne, they've had their opportunity cutting it to three here late, but like you said, a couple bad possessions and just some clutch shots by Erie, and it started with the buzzer-beating three at the shot clock buzzer by Majette, and then a beautiful pass by Majette to Evans for an alley-oop lob for an easy finish. And Fort Wayne unable to make the plays defensively down the stretch, and it seems the rim protectors of Erie have really played a role, and Fort Wayne's guards have not been able to offset the rim protection by Erie in this one.
Yeah, Erie's just been killing them all day. Jeremy Evans, I mean, we know what he could do. You know, he spent a lot of time in the NBA. He's probably one of the veterans we have in the G League, just brought down here for the playoffs. And he's been killing the Mad Ants all night. I mean, you know, whether it's dunks, he's knocking down three-pointers. I mean, he's 3-for-3 from three-point range. That's not even supposed to be one of his strengths. But the Mad Ants just haven't been able to find a way to slow him down today. And, you know, that last dunk on that last possession could very well have sealed it. But now we have Wilson at the free throw line to try to narrow down this gap.
So out of the challenge, it will be three shots for Jamil Wilson.
Shooting three.
With 15.6 to play. Again, the Mad Ants trail Erie 117 to 112. Wilson buries the first. Now they cut it to four, and I'm sure the Mad Ants will look to foul whatever happens after these free throw attempts by Wilson as the shot clock is off for the rest of the contest. Wilson fires the second and leaves it strong off the back of the rim. We'll have one more coming. That was his first miss from the line. He's now 5 of 6 from the free throw stripe. Third one on the way for Jamil Wilson with 9 points. Give him 10 as he cuts it to 3 once again. Now Mad Ants need a steal or a quick foul. They get it into Majette as he is fouled by Daquan Jones. And for Jones, that is just his second personal.
Yeah, not the guy you want to foul in this, you know, situation, but you know what? They have no choice here with only 14 seconds left in this game.
Majette, perfect 4-for-4 from the line tonight, 80% free throw shooter on the season. Law of averages, though, says he'll miss this one. We'll see. Fires, and he does.
There's the curse again. Right on cue.
John Gillen checking out Jeremy Hollowell. On for Erie, Jared Utoff on for Ben Moore for Fort Wayne as they get some three-point shooters on. Also, Edmund Sumner checking in for the Mad Ants as well. Majette takes two dribbles, fires the second one, and swishes it. And Fort Wayne calling another quick timeout with 14.2 to play as they trail it 118-114. So they're using the advance here. So Sumner will check out. Walt Lemon Jr. will check back in for Fort Wayne as they'll have it in the half court using the advance. Wilson will inbound.
So plenty of time.
Wilson slaps the basketball, looks, looking, still looking, gets it into Jones. Jones, pull up three, and he is fouled by Hollowell with 12 seconds to play. Jones will get three free throws here for Fort Wayne.
That's a really tough call to make, but it was contact on that. That's a tough call to make this late in the game. I know they didn't like it, but a lot of contact on that shot.
So for Hollowell, that is just his second personal, team's fifth for Erie, as the first one is off the back of the iron for Jones. So two missed free throws here in the final 15 seconds for Fort Wayne. Jones fires the second and connects there. As John Gillen checks in for Jeremy Hollowell for Erie, Edmund Sumner checking in for Walt Lemon Jr. for Fort Wayne. One more coming here for Daquan Jones. Again, 12 seconds exactly to play. Fort Wayne trailing 118-115. On its way and swished by Jones, and it's a two-point game with just 12 seconds to play. On the inbound, they get it into Gillen. He lobs it up ahead to Putney. Putney fouled by Jones right at half court with 9.3 remaining. And Putney will go to the free throw stripe for Erie.
All you need is a miss. That's all you need. Still in it.
Putney yet to attempt a free throw this evening. He's a 79% free throw shooter. Putney tonight, 13 points, 11 rebounds for the Bayhawks. Again, shooting two here. Fans on their feet making some noise. Putney fires the first and swishes it. Again, one more shot coming here for Putney. Erie leads at 119-116, 9.3 remaining. Fort Wayne needing a free throw, miss, and a prayer. Putney fires and leaves it too strong. Wilson with a rebound and a quick timeout called by Coach Steve Ganzi with 8.7 to play. 30-second timeout in D.C. All you can ask for is an opportunity. This is what the Mad Ants have right here.
You know what? If I'm Ganzi right here, I'm drawing up a play for Daquan to get a three-pointer. You got to get Daquan Jones an open look. He's the one who got it this close with that big three that he hit. I think he got his confidence back. I think you got to find Daquan some kind of screen, get him coming off here at the top of the key, find Daquan there to knock down a three, and let's go to overtime.
Do you also think about maybe playing for a quick two with 8.7 seconds remaining?
No. That's too big of a risk to play. You gotta go for the three ball. Go for the last shot. You know what? Let's go to overtime.
So five on the floor for Fort Wayne out of the timeout. Daquan Jones, Jared Utoff, Jamil Wilson, Stephen Hicks, and Walt Lemon Jr. who will inbound it. Five for Erie, Josh Majette, Jeremy Evans, Raphael Putney, Andrew White, and John Gillen. 8.7 remaining. Matt Ants trail at 119-116 to Erie here at the Coliseum. On the inbound, they get it to Lemon. Gets a screen from Utah with six, with five. Wilson, step back three. High off the iron, rebound, loose on the floor, picked up by Evans. And the Erie Bayhawks escape with a 119-116 win over Fort Wayne tonight at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Erie will advance and host Raptors 905 on Friday night at 8 o'clock in the NBA G League Eastern Conference Final. Again, final score tonight here from the Coliseum. The Mad Ants fall 119-116 as their season comes to an end. We will step aside and come back with game stats and much more. This is Mad Ants Basketball on ESPN 1380 and 100.9 FM.